What a jobs report. 517,000 jobs added in January. The estimates were for about 187,000. Interestingly, though, the markets opened up down, I think in part because the markets know that Jerome Powell is not going to slow down as Fed chair when it comes to interest rate hikes, because this jobs market is now exceeding expectations, which means the inflation's not likely to slow down. Let's welcome on and say a guy who's talked to a guy who certainly is the expert on all this for us on KCMO. He's Mark Falter, Retirement Income Hour. You hear his show every Saturday and Sunday mornings on KCMO, Mid-American Wealth Advisory Group. All right, Mark, what's your take on and your interpretation of how the markets are reacting to this jobs report?
Well, hey, thanks for having me on, first of all. And boy, it was a big old jobs report, wasn't it? There's actually much, much bigger than expected. And, you know, as we talked in the past, I think that's what's helping us go through, not go through, should I say, another 2008 is, you remember back in 2008, unemployment was high and everything else was bad. And it's just really a great time for an employee to be looking for a job. So that's what's helping. The bad thing is with the Fed raising rates, it's not helping the markets much. I don't think you're going to see him back off until 2024. I actually was thinking that he'd start backing off by the end of 2023, but I do not think so. I think it won't be. And I don't think you're going to see any reversals in interest rates. I think he's just going to back off because he's really scared of that 1970 range inflation that lasted for literally decades.
So you think they'll just keep the interest rates where they are versus lowering them anytime soon?
Yes, I think we're in a new era of high interest rates. We were in an era of low to no interest rates for a long time. And we're now going to have to just get used to higher interest rates, and we're going to be there for a while because we've got to keep this inflation down. Inflation was coming even prior to COVID, and then COVID just put the fuel on the fire and really, really made it bad. I talked to one of my clients yesterday that owns a used car lot. You know what it costs? If you got good credit, to get a used car today is 7%. If you got bad credit, I can remember just a few months ago, U.S. Bank or a year ago, was like 2%. It's incredible what that's gone to, you know. But we're going to be here for a while, I think.
It's a good point. It's unfortunate because I understand they're trying to decrease demand because that's all the Fed can really do. The Fed cannot implement strong pro-growth economic policies. That's got to come from the government. I think we understand that this administration is not taking that approach. So all they can do is be reactionary, right? So as much as we want to rip them and Jerome Powell, all he can really do is react to what's happening on the ground.
Yeah, this is truly like they are defense and offense isn't getting the job done.
you can't
win without a good offense.
That's
I tell you, I've said that a million times. It's, you know, I don't care if Trump would have got reelected or Biden's in office or who would have got elected or who's going to get elected. Inflation was coming. It's just now, what do we do about it from the congressional presidential side? And yes, that's exactly a good analogy that all that Jerome Powell can do is react. And it's got to be driving him crazy, because I'm sure he wants to see some things get done in Washington that aren't getting done, because, gosh forbid, they work on the supply side.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And that would actually be a good move.
Mark Falter.
Increase more stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark Falter, Mid-American Wealth Advisory Group. You hear him on Saturday and Sunday mornings here on KCMO at 9, the Retirement Income Hour. So, Mark, in terms of the markets this year, how does today's news change your outlook in the short term for what the markets are going to look like in 2023?
I actually think if people are thinking of doing some reallocations in their portfolios, when I'm talking people, I'm talking to that 70-year-old, that 65-year-old, now would be a great time to do it because the markets are holding steady, and I thought they'd be down by now. And they're actually surprisingly not doing too terribly bad. The markets have been going up over the last several months, and it's made for a good time to do some reallocation. And the thing that I've been telling people, man, now is a freaking tremendous time to get into dividend paying items and start getting fixed income coming out of a portfolio. You know, heck, back when COVID hit, you couldn't get a bond over 1.5%. You can get bonds out there at 4% and 5% now. Good solid bonds. So it's a good time to start going into fixed income. That doesn't apply so much to the 30-year-old. They should just stay in the S&P and ride it out. But I think overall the market's going to be down this year. I just don't think it'll be a 22% down like it was last year.
Yeah, so we're still looking at kind of the slow period. And then fast forward long term, I mean, does this really get better? Can the markets really heat up until the Fed says it's time to start cutting rate? And if that's 12 to 18 months away at the earliest, what does that mean?
I think personally, this, now I don't have a crystal ball, but I think the market's going to stay flat down until the Fed backs off. And I think once the Fed backs off, we're going to see a rebound. And, you know, like right last year, the NASDAQ was down dang near 50%, and it's still down this year. It's bounced back a little bit. But there's going to be a good time to be moving stuff over into that area. I just don't think for the retiree, now's a great time to be in equities, because it's almost certainly going to be down this year.
Yeah. Mark Falter is on KCMO Talk Radio. So, Mark, as you look at where we go from here, not just with the markets, but with the economy at large, what are things that you're watching, benchmarks you're keeping an eye on? Jerome Powell had his meeting this week, his press conference this week. That went basically as expected. And then on top of that, you had the big jobs report number this morning, nearly tripling expectations. So what does this mean now as you're looking at benchmarks moving forward?
Well, one of the big things we're looking at right now are, of course, earnings reports, and they're not coming in super strong. So I think, like I said, we're certainly headed into a recession. We're kind of, we have been preparing for this for a long time. We don't keep a lot of our clients' monies in equities because most of them are conservative. And really, we're keeping our eyes on earnings reports from companies and seeing kind of where that comes in at. And I think, like I said, we're going to kind of have a semi-weak market at this throughout the summer of this year. And hopefully by the end of this year, it starts rebounding back. My anticipation, honestly, is if that does happen, we're probably going to end up with a 0% gain year. So it's going to be actually, and again, you know, it's an interesting thing. I've been having a lot of people call me looking at CD rates. This is the upside of the Fed raising rates. You can get CDs now. I looked at a client's account yesterday. We're at dang near 4.5% averaging on CD rates. So there's things you can do that can still make you a decent return and not lose money in the market.
Do you think this debt ceiling drama in D.C. will have any impact on anything, or is this just going to play out in the political sphere and isn't something that you're necessarily thinking about or planning around?
You know, we talked several weeks ago, I think it was, or months ago, about an article the Bank of America put out that said, I mean, yes, it's a problem. I'm not looking at it as a huge scenario right now, but their article basically said, what would happen if the Fed would default on bonds? If that happens, that's bad. And that is something, one of the other reasons that I don't want to have a lot of, I want to see how that plays out. We've got a lot of debt. And if we would default on bonds, it could get really bad. It could be enough. Then that would push us into another 2008 scenario. That would actually go, beyond the United States even. And if that happened, but I think, you know, it's just going to be a political football for a while, and we're going to have to wait and see how serious that gets.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark Falter, great to have him on the show. Mid-American Wealth Advisory Group. You hear him Saturday, Sunday mornings, Retirement Income Hour at 9. Hey, Mark, thanks for being here, my friend. Have a great week.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Again.
Hey, thanks.
You bet. Good stuff out of him.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.